Let's welcome Mr. Jade Hillstead. Well, Jade, tell us a little bit about yourself, family.
Yeah, I'm 27. I'm married, have an awesome, awesome sort of wife that just walked in the
door. All right.
I've got two daughters, awesome daughters, 2 years old, 5 years old. Completely changed everything in the way I do my before kids. There was no reason to do much. Then you have kids, and there's the only reason. It's so.
Right.
But I'm a tattoo artist and.
Awesome.
I'm a provider. I have.
Well,
to be,
so. Some of us want to know, how did you come to New Life Church here? How did you get here, man?
Well, one day I was walking from the tattoo shop, gonna meet my wife. She's getting her hair done downtown, and we carpooled. And so I was walking, would be north. And either could have turned left and headed uphill or easy route and go downhill. And I'm lazy, so I went straight for the downhill.
I would have done that too.
Who wouldn't? And as I was coming down, I was about to the top hat and just about veered across the street. And Pastor Alex and a swarm of smiling dudes come walking out of the church. And then I really almost went for the parking lot. Something told me to stop, though, so I kind of stopped, and Pastor Alex walked up with the giant smile he has and shook my hand. They asked, you know, if they could pray for him. Desperate. So I was like, if you want to, you know, go ahead, have fun. And a couple of my friends, Mark and David, were in the same group. They stood there, and for the first time I've ever had somebody ask, pray for me, actually took the time to get to put their hands on my back and prayed for me. And the craziest thing happened to me, actually, because as they were praying, and I was listening and praying as well, the only words I heard were, Father God, the next job that you give him. And from that point on, I have yet to apply for that job. But it was because I went to work the next day and had a totally different outlook on everything, realized I actually enjoy my job. And it was when I hated my job. But it was kind of cool. Had I not gone straight, I wouldn't have actually taken right. We've been here every Sunday ever since.
All right. Awesome. Praise God. Praise God. So, what was your life like before you became Christian, before you met Christ?
I kind of grew up in the church. Okay. So, knowing and believing and actually following and doing were totally different things. And so, my life was a little chaotic. It was never as bad as it could ever have been. I really felt protected most of my life, but it just didn't make sense. I didn't have a justification. There's no reason I couldn't just be like that guy or this guy. And so, that was kind of how I lived. Always had a weird pull at my heart, though. It wasn't right. Everything about what I was doing just wasn't quite right. Didn't have to be illegal. Just wasn't. And didn't have the justification. Now I do. It's hard to explain.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Where did your life revolve most around? Where did you find your security or happiness?
Artwork and treating people well. I didn't see much for my future. I was like, I'm a terrible person. Absolutely. Why would you bless me with anything? And it was a terrible place. And so I focused on artwork, making everybody around me happy. So if you were happy, I was cool. Whether I was happy or not, didn't matter. That'll wear on you, though. You know, when you're trying to find happiness in other people, and they're not giving it back to you, it's going to break you in half. So you look for new people. And the next thing you know, you're uprooting yourself.
It's never ending.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's never ending.
Going.
Yep. But yeah, it was an artwork, and that's a never perfect. So just don't find the happiness.
So when did you hear about the gospel, or who did you hear from, and when did you actually believe?
I grew up hearing it. Every Sunday, went to church with my family. Never paid enough attention, apparently. It was one of those, you hear it, you hear it, you hear it. Eventually, just water under the bridge. It didn't mean anything. And then I ran into Pastor Alex and you guys and said to my wife, yeah, no, let's go to church. Let's just try it. And we've been bouncing around for so long that we've almost just ironically, yeah, all right, that won't do anything. And so we came in, and it was that day. It was right there. At the very end of service, and Pastor Alex is, you know, giving that opportunity, and I felt like he was talking directly to me every time I'd, like, look up to make sure I wasn't just being stared at by everybody.
He's got that
complexion
on everybody.
It is. It was like he was just sitting there just nudging
reading
me, and I'm like,
your
fine,
mind.
I'm here, all right? I give up.
He's got a good tendency to do that, if you know
yep.
Pastor Alex. Cool.
I did, that same day, actually. No, I'm glad you said that. That day I accepted Christ, and I was done running, 100%. And then right afterwards he says, hey, we're also going to do a baptism today. But he wasn't looking at me. There was a group of people here, and I put my hand up, and my wife about hit me. Because she...
Give me the holy nudge.
Too fast.
Shut up, boy.
But, it was... I about dropped it. She hit the wrong side, so my arm stayed up. But it was it was one of those moments that it was right. And I've been wanting to be baptized, but I didn't feel good enough. As weird as that is, I don't know if it makes sense, but I was like, why would you baptize me? But then I realized that's why I needed that. I needed to be fresh and new right there. There's no better way than to accept Christ and then dunk yourself. Because it hits you hard. It's very spiritual. It was kind of crazy. I worked out all
amen,
one day.
Amen. I know we have a lot of good stuff that Pastor Alex talks about, you know. He's one of the best, I know.
Yes.
But in the short time that you've been here, what's been your favorite series and how has it impacted you? What was the impact on you?
At first, as soon as you asked that question, I was thinking of the heroes because it was all about imperfect. You didn't get any more imperfect than, right. than these guys, but yet then how? But lately, I've been dwelling on that for 6 months now. But then we started the Root series.
Dude, it keeps getting better and better, right?
Yeah, it doesn't get any deeper
high
than
expectations,
your roots.
Pastor. High expectations.
If it keeps going the way it's going, we are too small right now. That is how it is. But awesome. I would say, yeah, the Root series that we're going through is incredible.
How did that help you, like day-to-day things, you know, what changed?
I work in two industries that are very hard to work in and be a good follower of because you're constantly just surrounded with foul language everything, it really is. And tattooing specifically is close to impossible to go to work every single day. And the people that you talk to, the stories that people tell you, it's really hard to believe that you know, all of this. And going through the Hero series really changed the way I looked at everything because I'm not perfect. I'm the, like, king sinner. And it's that bad, you know. And hearing that other people that are viewed, like, in God's eyes as just incredible can be absolute garbage if you look at them on a different side, you know, and then they're still heroes, kind of made me change. Well, then I was like, cool, I'm going to be a good guy, but how do you plant those roots? I gave everything to God a month ago, full-blown, my family, my business, everything, and for 3 weeks, I didn't do a tattoo. That shook me, because I'm like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And the more we talk about the roots, the stronger I build my root system, and I'm slowly picking back up, but I realized it wasn't because I'm not good enough or whatever. It was because God was like, Jade, you aren't strong enough to carry the tree that I will hand. You are not big enough to do this. And so you keep building those roots. And every Sunday I come in here because right now I'm building a business and didn't even know I would be.
Amen. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. And I think we can kind of get a sense of this next question. And I want to add... the question is following Christ an easy thing to do? And on top of that, I want to add, what would you say to the people that are listening to you right now? What would you say just based on your history and your life?
I think it depends on your situation, but no, it's not easy. It's really, really hard. Because everything you knew up to a point wasn't correct. So now you are a baby, 100% trying to learn how to walk. You're trying to learn how to talk. You're trying to learn everything about yourself. And you're trying to do it yesterday because you don't, you know, coming to church and being like, oh man, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. But if you see me on the street and you run into me, I hope to God, honestly, that you look at me and you go, that is a good, but it's not going to happen unless I do it. So that means, unfortunately, I had to drop a couple of friends and I didn't do it on purpose. They just eventually walked away and, you know, you pray for them. And you pray for yourself, and you pray for yourself, just beg for it. So I beg for it.
Yeah, I think we could all get from this that salvation, you know, Christianity, it's not perfection, it's a process.
Amen.
You know, it's a process that we walk through. It's every day we take up our cross, we die to our old self, we forget the past, we leave, you know, those bad and negative environments, and we move on.
Yep.
Amen.
Nope. I had to kill the old me, 100%.
Yes, amen.
Don't look back at him.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing, Jade.
Hey, thank you.
Jade Hillstead, everyone.